This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Honestly, I've been working on some new intro music for a minute now, but just as I'm getting prepared to like put the finishing touches on it, Madden 22 comes out, so it is what it is. Fuck it, though.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Strangeness, you don't control this, you barely hold this. Screaming brand new when they just sanitize the ocean. Suppose it's just another clever Jedi mind trick that they've been running across stars through all the time. But I find it's distressing, there's never no in between. We either niggas or kings, we either bitches or queens. The deadly ritual seems immersed in a perverse. Full of short attention spans, short tempers, and short skirts. Long barrel automatics released in short bursts. The length of black life is treated with short worth. Get yours first,
them other niggas secondary. That type of illin' that be feeling up the cemetery. This life is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Separate the real from the lie. Let me learn, you're not strong, only aggressive, because the power ain't directed. That's why we are subjected to the will of the oppressive. Not free, we only licensed, not live. We just exciting, because the captors own the masters to what we writing. Not compassionate, only polite, we well trained. The sincerity's rehearsed and staged, it's just a game. Not good, but well behaved, because the camera will survey most of the things that we think, do, or say. We chasing after death just to call ourselves brave. When every day next man meet with the grave, I give a damn if any fam recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory like that, y'all. Woo! I needed to do that one.
Nigga!
I needed to do that one. I just happened to be like having an old school day recently. Shame that's old school. And it ran across that song and that verse and it felt so relevant. Like crazy how relevant it was, because I think that's, I don't even want to say what year that was, but that's a while back, and shit hasn't changed that much. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society, and I want to thank you, first and foremost, for taking some time out of your day to come chill with me, and let's talk about whatever we talk about or do whatever it is we do here. Fuck it, though. I'm determined to make that a thing again. Revamped the shirt, and I put that shirt on this weekend to go some places that might have been inappropriate to wear a fuck it though shirt too, but fuck it though, I did it and I felt dope about it, and you should too. What is tws.com/store, get yours. Anyway, yeah, this is either going to be a fairly dope episode or it is going to be an epic crash and burn lesson in what happens when you make content for the sake of content, because I really don't have a topic or anything that I wanted to talk about this week. I don't know, man. Just if nothing jumped out to me as relevant or that I wanted to speak on for 30 minutes or that I felt informed enough to speak on about 30 minutes. I mean, plenty is happening. World is crazy out there. But I'm going to stay away from those things today. What are we going to do today? Today, I decided, I've been wanting to do another questions episode. I got the AMA page up on the website, so feel free to hit up whatistws.com/AMA and ask me anything that you would like to ask anonymously. I will answer it the best that I can, but you will get an answer and you won't be disappointed. I'm probably going to say something epic or something epically stupid, one of the two, but it's going to be entertaining. So yeah, ask me any questions you want there. I don't have a lot of questions in the bin right now, so I'm going to do something that I did in the past. I have a box, you know, filled with like icebreaker questions or get to know you type questions, and I just pick five of them randomly out the box, and I'm going to sit here and answer them. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm doing this a little bit different. The last time I did this, I did pick random questions. Like, I just picked cards out the box. I did not, like, screen them, whatever the question was the question I went with. But I took those 10 questions or however many questions I answered last time. And before I started recording, like, sketched out a little bit of what my response was going to be so I could throw the little sounds in there and shit and like try to make it seem cool or funny or interesting or whatever. This time, we're not doing it that way. I pick some random sounds that I hope will be relevant at some point, you know, throughout this question period. And I picked a couple questions that I haven't looked at yet. And so, yeah, we know everything is going to be off the cuff. It's how we riding today because, I don't know, I was in a spot where it was like, do an episode or not do an episode. I've been consistent all year. I haven't missed a week. Wasn't going to let y'all down this week, so we're going to do something. Let's see. Do I have any Chef Elise news? You know, this is not my weekend with her. Didn't see her. I could go into some personal stuff about, like, text messages, but I'm not going to do that. I know we're trying to decide whether to put her in soccer or dance lessons. I think soccer came up first, so she's probably going to go the soccer route. I don't want to be one of those parents that, like, make my kid do a million activities. Like, she's five. Like, let her get into one, see if that's what she like. If she don't like, she don't like it, we got plenty of time to, you know, switch them around. Or she might decide that she want to do both, but I don't want to overwhelm her and, you know, and split her focus this early in life. Like, I kind of want that to be her decision one day if she wants to be a master of a jack of all trades or whatever. So I think we're going to do soccer, and that'll be dope. Because that should at least wear her out, because soccer is like nonstop movement. But then again, every time I've thought that there's something that could wear out a five-year-old, I've been sorely disappointed. So we're going to see how that works out. But that's really all I got for Chef Elise. Been touched personally, you know, by COVID in the last couple of weeks. And not like family members, but just, I remember when this whole thing was starting and, you know, there would be the conversations and the debates about, you know, how real a situation this was. Like, was this really a pandemic? A lot of people would hit you with you know, you see in the news, but do you actually know somebody who's been, you know, affected, you know, by the virus? And I think at this point, you'd be hard pressed to find someone who doesn't, like, who either hasn't had it themselves or have a very close friend, family member, coworker, whatever, that's been affected by it. I think we all know at this point, know someone who's at least been sick. If not, you know people that have passed away, and my condolences to all of you that have lost loved ones. I got a buddy of mine right now, I think whose father is going through it, and he was vaccinated, so hopefully this will be a mild case and he'll be in and out and back up on his feet, you know, soon. But it's getting crazy out there. Y'all be safe. With that being said, fuck it, let's do it. Fuck it though. Why you wanna do that, love, huh? Yo, why your girl get giddy when my name come up? How come the industry build careers that don't last? Right, yeah. How come niggas don't know, but they front and don't ask? Man, I don't know. I don't know.
It's the questions. It's the questions, girl. It's the questions. It's the questions.
All right. We're going to do these. Let's see how I should pick this. Should I pick up the stack face down and just flip them over one at a time? That's probably how I should do it. Let's see, folks. As you can see, I'm in a most deaf state of mind right now. Y'all seen whatever. That's a question for y'all. How does that work? If when an artist or individual changes their name or make significant changes to themselves, like, do you go back in the past and refer to them as their new name, as attached to everything they did under the old name? Or, like, is the music that Mos Def made as Black Star, Mos Def, and everything he does now, Yasiin Bey, like, was Elliot Page a pregnant teenager in Juno, or was that Ellen Page? And then now anything that he stars in, sorry, I'm working on it, he stars in from now on is Elliot Page. I don't know, these are the things I think about. Question number one: which of your ancestors would you most like to meet? All right, cool. That's a cool question. And yeah, I do this because this gives me an opportunity to talk about myself, which is my favorite subject anyway. So welcome to the narcissist hour, half hour. Which of my ancestors would I like to, what I most like to meet? I have to say my grandfather, my maternal grandfather. Both of my grandfathers were either, had either passed away or assumed to have passed away by the time I was born, or as for as long as I've been aware of grandfather's existence. I don't know. My mom's dad, since I was a little kid, since I was, you know, old enough to have a set of features that were mine or whatever, you know, people have just been, you know, he looks exactly like, you know, his grandfather, JC, is what he went by, JC White. He looks just like JC. They said I walk like him, you know, and as I've gotten older, it hasn't changed. Like my facial hair is similar. I've seen pictures of him, and obviously, I don't know what I look like because I never see myself in anybody else. People say my daughter looks like me, and I'm like, fuck what you talking about? People say my sister looks like me, and I'm like, why would you wish that on a person, you know, especially a girl? But so, I mean, I don't necessarily see it, but from what I understand, you know, just naturally, my mannerisms and, you know, my stature, just so many things mirror my grandfather, and I know the reverence that my mother, you know, holds him in, and he's seen, and then knowing my grandmother, I think the thing I would want to get from him the most is like, my grandmother, Mama White, you know, may she rest in peace. She passed a long while ago, but she was quite the lady, and they're just like everybody could tell you horror stories about, you know, the fear/respect they had for her, because she just was not to be fucked with. And and that was his wife. And from what I understand, like, you know, they had that kind of relationship. Like, they never, they may argue or whatever. They never got into anything, you know, super big. But my mom once said, like, she thinks he understood that he may win the fight, but he ain't going to leave without scars. So, like, I think I would probably want to get to know that side of his personality, or like how he handled, you know, that particular relationship. What, you know, because I'm just such a, if we share the same mannerisms, like I'm such, or at least I want to be such a laid back, like kumbaya, calm dude, nothing fucks with me, nothing bothers me, you can't get under my skin kind of person. But I also know that like the people who can get under my skin can do it in a way where like shit can go left real fast. My ex-wife used to complain to me all the time, like, why you don't get this upset with so-and-so or blah, 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 blah. I'm like, if you want to get demoted to their level, like, let me know. But they could never upset me the way you could, because I don't care about them the way I care about you. Like, what they say to me, what they do, would never affect me the way what you do does, because I don't really give a fuck about them. Not that I don't give a fuck about them, but I don't care about them, you know, close to as much as I care about you, and their opinion and shit like that doesn't matter to me nearly as much as yours does, or their actions don't affect me in the way that yours does. So I don't know. Yeah. Long story short, my grandfather, just because they say I'm so much like him, and I really never met anybody like me so far in life. So that would be a dope experience. Let's see how that, I don't know what y'all feel about that question. Next question. If you could donate $1 million to a charity, which would you choose? Easy money. Talk about him all the time. TTCharities.org. That's my homie. And I just know he's a good dude. And I know I know where his values lie. And I know he's a man of God. And I know he's his brother's keeper. You know, if I donated $1 million to TT Charities, I know that, you know, if I was ever in a position where I needed it, that's the place that would take care of me. So, yeah, that's a real easy question. You know, I've been asked, you know, in the past, like about the calls to action and the companies or the people or the organizations that I shout out at the end. And none of these are like arrangements or agreements, not getting anything from them. These are just like my homies that I think are dope that I'm always going to shout out. And and Tavares, you know, has just, it's so cool because, you know, me and Tavares worked together for a while, and then like we didn't really necessarily keep in touch, you know, but as soon as he caught wind of, you know, whatever I was doing, or I was doing a podcast, or I had, you know, this going or that going, like he reached out, and like, you know, if I ever reposted or retweeted something of his, he showed appreciation. And when I needed his help in some situations, you know, he was absolutely 100% there. And so yeah, it's always going to be that kind of stuff. You know, I prefer to do just out of love, like just if I know that there's a just cause, or I know that there's a good person or a good company or a place that does good work, like I'm just going to big them up because it feels like the right thing to do. Now, if you want to pay me, you know, speaking to these tea companies, right now I'm sipping on some Mango Dreams from the Tiesta Tea Company. I got a bunch of Tiesta Teas down there. I think they super dope. Tiesta Tea, holla at your boy. Sponsor one of these tea parties. Let's do it. But that's a completely different situation. Anyway.
Nigga!
I just felt like something needed to break up the seriousness. Next question. What do you wish you were better at saying no to? Whew. That is good. Hold on.
Nigga!
I want to say, like, everything. I definitely have a problem saying no to things. I do not like to disappoint people or to let folks down. And I think I talked in the last episode about, like, how that filters into, you know, me not liking compliments. Because, you know, when you compliment me, I go into this frame of mind that, you know, that you think too highly of me and I'm not whatever it is you think that I am. And then I start anticipating the day that I'm going to disappoint you, that I'm going to let you down, and I'm not going to live up to whatever expectations you have for me. And that's, you know, in the moment when somebody asks me for something and I have that option of saying yes or no, it's like that resistance, that reluctance to disappoint someone. Like I want to be whatever it is that you think I am. Like, you obviously thought that I could do what it is that you need me to do right now. And I don't want to prove you wrong. But, you know, a lot of times I end up in situations where, you know, it's just, why would you do that? Like, why would you give them that? Or why would you go through that? Or why would you say yes to that? Or why would you agree to that? And then sometimes I am like, I'm more of a, I had this conversation with somebody the other night, like Minority Report and the whole idea of if you could see the future and know what somebody was going to do, do you like prosecute them based on what they're going to do, not what they've already done? And so in situations, I will know like this person is going to fuck me over, like this, they're asking for this. You know, they're asking to borrow this or they're asking to do this. I ain't going to get it back. I know I ain't going to get it back. But I'm going to give it anyway because I don't want to operate in the future. And what I can't predict the future. So I don't know for sure what you're going to do. So I'm going to give you the space to make that mistake. So the next time you ask me for something, I can for sure say no because, you know, you fucked me over it the last time. Like, it's not even about what you're about to do. It's just on principle, I can't do it again. And so, yeah, in those situations, I only give or I only put out to be taken what I can afford to lose. So if you get that, then, you know, you can feel like you got over on me, but you really blocked yourself off from so much more because I'm the type of person that would give you the shirt off my back, you know, if you needed it. If I have it and you need it, then you got it. But if you become a person where that I close off to, then, you know, yeah, you got whatever it is that you scheme to get. But you really blocked yourself off from so much more because you didn't even have to scheme to get that. And I probably would have done more for you if I could. So long answer to a short question. Anyway, next question. If you went on a volunteer vacation, who would you most like to help? That's a thing. People do volunteer vacation. Like, that's not a vacation. Do we not understand the definition of vacation? Do I not understand the definition of vacation? I don't go on vacations to work. I guess, I'm trying to be that dude. I'm trying to be that, like, how can I be of service? And it feels real noble. It feels good to give back and be of service and to help somebody. But I would never consider that a vacation. Like, I would need a vacation from that vacation. I would come back and feel like I need to go rest up. But I'm not answering the question. Fuck it, though. See how many times I can say it this episode. If you went on a volunteer vacation, who would you most like to help? Damn, I don't know, man. I have a soft spot for mental health and the recovery communities, but those can be difficult people to work with. personal experience. I have a soft spot, you know, for children, and I think I probably would want to participate in, you know, something educational or some sort of summer program for kids that was educational. I have a myriad of issues. Let's use that word today. Myriad of issues with the educational system and how we teach our children, and it's coming into play with my daughter already. Like, you know, my ex-wife and I and her stepfather were having a brief conversation. Let me include him. We're having a brief conversation last time they picked her up about the schoolwork that she was receiving. And, like, you know, the stuff they asking her to do is way behind where she is. I'm really worried about her getting bored and, like, taking my personal experiences from childhood, you know, where I got bored with school and that really set me back in life because I didn't perform the way I should have performed. You know, I wasn't farsighted enough to see that what I was doing then was for my benefit, not for anybody else's benefit. But I got to a point where I wasn't performing for them because this is whack. And yeah, it set me back, you know, in life a lot. You know, I could be a lot further ahead right now if those things didn't happen. So I'm really worried about my daughter and school and just kids in general. I think we hold on to the concept of teaching via repetition for way too long. I know that there's an age where, like, repetition is the thing. Now, if you ever play peekaboo with a kid, this is verbatim from my mom, who was a teacher. If you've ever played peekaboo with a kid, you know it could go on forever. Like, it is never not funny. Like, once they enjoy it, you could be 2 hours in doing the same thing, and it's going to be just as funny as it was the first time. So there is a moment in kids' life where repetition is the thing, is the shit. But I think we got to, like, be aware of the moment where that stops, because I think we continue on with the repetition concept for way longer than we should. You know, I talk to my mom all the time about how there was a point, I want to say like 10th, 11th grade, so like late in the, you know, educational journey for me, where I could, like, leave school for a month. Like, I would literally, like, every day get out of bed, leave the house like I was going to school, and I might get on the subway and ride the subway for, like, hours. Just hours. And never show up to school. Or show up to school, like, after lunch or whatever. I think I made my own half-day schedule as a senior when I wasn't supposed to have one, because I had failed gym and I needed to take a semester and a half of gym I needed to take a year and a half of gym in a year. So I was taking gym twice a day at one point. But long story. But I could do that. I could, like, not show up for a month and then walk into a class and take the test and pass it, because they was doing the same shit that they was doing when I left a month ago. Like, it was just a month of repeating the same activity over and over and over again until they was 100% sure you had the concept. And maybe that's the way some people learn. I don't think it's the way a lot of people learn. I think it's a huge turnoff. And yeah, I went way off the rails on this one. But yeah, if I was going to volunteer in something, I'd like to be a part of something educational for kids and maybe work on curriculums or help children that are bored, you know, find other ways to make school fun and exciting again. All right, that's my answer to that one. Last question. We're getting close. Yeah, we got 23 minutes. All right. What one goal do you hope to accomplish this year? I've said it before. This podcasting thing, like, I love it. I love it. Of all of the things in my life that I've tried to do and tried to be successful at, I think I've invested the most time, the most work. I've endured the most setbacks in and came back to it than anything else, you know. Rap was sort of easy for me to step away from. I can't think of how many years I actually put into the rap thing, but when I stepped away, I stepped away, and that was an easy decision. I talked to somebody today about, like, my IT career. Like, I've been moving at half speed for several years, which it bothers me internally. But it hasn't stopped, like, things from going somewhat well for me professionally. If anything has been my huge setback, it's been the mental health and the substance problems that have sent me back to square one, and I got to build back up, and I go back to square one and build back up. hopefully this time I'm building that back up. At the same time, I'm building this podcast thing up, which is the goal that I would want to accomplish this year. My goal for this year is just consistency. It's not to miss a week. So the reason you get in this episode with me answering questions out of a box is because I was not gonna let this be the week where the streak ends. I'm trying to make it through the year without missing a week. So if I was going to sit down and talk about myself for 30 minutes, this was the most entertaining way I could think of to do it. So here you go. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, that's my goal for the year, man. It's been really dope. Like, now I got friends that are, you know, that want to start podcasts, and people are reaching out to me for, you know, what to do, or advice on equipment or software or just whatever. And man, that's just like, it's just dope for me. Like, you want to, I talked to MF a little while ago, cause we did an episode where I said, fuck Dolphins, and I stand behind that. But, in the episode, somehow it got on to like, do I believe in heaven and stuff like that? Hold on. Had to get my Mango Dreams on, TST. I said it again. Yeah, do I believe in heaven? And I think the answer I gave him at the time was, I never gave it much thought. And that was an inaccurate statement. My idea of heaven, we had a conversation later and I came back and clarified. Like, I think my idea of heaven is being remembered, is feeling like there are people in the world who knew who I was and that, that I've impacted, and maybe carry on some of that. Like, you know, I got uncles that I feel like will live forever because, you know, a piece of their mannerisms, or even like in the case of my grandfather, like a piece of who he was exists in me. And I'm gonna pass that on to my daughter. And even, you know, years down the road when names are forgotten and you don't know where the thing comes from, that's still them, you know, and it still lives. And that to me is my idea of like heaven. Like, if people experience something or hear a sound or hear a phrase or whatever, and it makes them and it makes them happy, it's a fond memory of them, and that memory, even in, you know, the super long time ago past, I couldn't think of a good word for that, so you get super long time ago, but you know, in the distant past, is somehow associated with me, then that's like, that's my heaven. Now, if people hear something and, you know, hear a phrase and it's attached to pain and it's attached to anger and a negative emotion, and that is somehow in the distant past connected to me, that would be my version of hell. I don't want to live in infamy, you know, for the rest of eternity. I want to be remembered. And I guess that goes counter to the most stuff thing where I give a damn if any fam recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory. But you can make the debate that, you know, what they say, God is within each one of us. So maybe their memory is his memory. And I know in my mind, my higher power wants me to do for others. He wants me to participate in other people's lives, to be impactful, to bring joy where there is pain. You know, to console those who need to be consoled, to bring love where there is hate, that kind of thing. So that's why I don't even know how did I get here? Anybody know? Where am I? How old am I? I don't know. We got here, but here we are. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I do this podcast because I want to feel like somebody out there knows me to a certain extent, and maybe you take on a turn of phrase or whatever. Maybe you take an idea from here and you pass it on, or it becomes a part of your, you know, daily self. And then that's heaven to me. Absolutely heaven to me. Heaven on earth. So that's what it's all about. All right, that's been my time. I did 5 questions. I did exactly how I said I was going to do it, and I'm proud of it. So whatever. There it is. That's what it is. Just do the calls to actions, and then we out of here. I got to hit up my man, Zaya Fitness. I had dinner with him this week on Friday. I had dinner with him on Friday, and he heard the last episode where I talked about him being on the roof doing yoga, and he's doing yoga on the roof. It's real, people. And I told him, like, I felt like, because he's 22, and I felt like a old black man, like, that was seeing a black person do some shit he didn't think black people could do. Like, I seen that video, and I was like, man, if 15 years ago you'd have told me there would be a nigga doing yoga on the roof, I wouldn't have believed you. But there he is. This nigga is doing yoga on the roof. Like, that's how I felt when I seen it. And but yeah, he's doing yoga on the roof, and you can go do yoga on the roof with him. So hit up Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. And literally, I mean yoga on the roof. It's not a euphemism for anything, ladies. So don't think you're signing up for something different. OnlyFans is over as far as what I've heard. Like, this is yoga on the roof. That's all it is. But Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Hit them up and get you where you need to be with your fitness and nutrition goals. Took him to a steakhouse, and he ordered every side they had. No steak. Crazy. Craziest thing I ever seen. Ate it all. but anyway, ttcharities.org. Spoke on them earlier, but just a great organization. Always doing things for the people. Definitely their brother's keeper. So, you know, if you can check out what they got going on. Always got, you know, a drive or something going on for the folks. Donate what you can. Time, money, books, clothes, a like, a repost, a retweet. It all goes a long way. If you're looking for ways to be impactful in a positive way, ttcharities.org is a great place to start. And then beyond that, what is tws.com? I got merch. Fuck it, though. We're going to make it a thing. I might do a Mongolian beef shirt, now that I think of it. That might be coming. Hashtag Mongolian beef. Hashtag fuck it, though. Hashtag for the algorithm. I got all the shirts. Go get yours. Be dope. They're conversation starters. People are going to ask you questions. And I don't know. I enjoy walking out the house in these shirts. I think they're super dope, and I think you'll think they're dope too. So hit up whatistws.com/store. Coupon code for the algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order. It is still the summer of the algorithm. We haven't hit fall yet, so go get your merch. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe, rate, and review. If you didn't like what you heard, you know, you can still drop me a review so I can get some constructive criticism and know where we're falling short on this thing. Maybe check out a few other episodes first. I don't know. This was a gamble. But with that said, with everything going on out there, please be safe. What do I say at the end of the thing? Okay. Be safe, be cool, and be the light. And as always, I love y'all. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.